You know, I look back over my life and family, friends, co-workers, exes, whatever, it seems like to me everybody's been under some kind of mind control. A lot of times people do it to themselves, but I see some people, I've seen some people crash and burn and all. The only way I was able to keep stability is stay in the Bible, you know. Stay in the Word. And if you don't memorize verses, you're not going to make it. You're gonna go to some kind of substance abuse or something, and then that's gonna destroy you. The ones that I saw got destroyed, they were either they became alcoholics or became drug addicts. And most of the ones that destroyed themselves, they hated authority. They hated authority. The authority figure might not be perfect, but God works through authority. It's not in a man's way to direct his own steps, right? So, I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a parent, a boss, a husband, a government official, whoever's authority will be used to build you up, to correct you, to push you higher. It's their duty. When you get in a position of authority, it's like a supernatural thing happens to you. I know when I first got married, as soon as I got married, it's like the Bible opened up more. I was being downloaded information, and it could have been that I was being protected because I was in a situation that wasn't in, it was more of a cult. But I remember that. Anytime I've had a job opportunity where I had people telling people what to do, you know, I noticed my mind opened up and I saw the big picture. Most people don't realize a team, a business, has to run on a team. And all the pieces of the puzzle have to work together as a team. And it's true in a marriage too. It's true in a church, it's true in a marriage. Anything that you do down here, if you don't have a team, it ain't gonna work. And there has to be authority, and there has to be submission. And sometimes, if it's in a marriage, if the man loses his mind, she might have to take over for a season until he gets right. And so, in a business, if the boss gets sick, the next in line has to step up. But if you train the people, I don't even want to say you, if the people who are in their positions are trained well, they can run their department really well because they know what they're doing. What should have happened when we were a child is our parents should have trained us. Excuse me. The school system should have trained us to do our duty, to figure out what our duty is and do it. Now, in a way, that sounds like socialism. And I know we don't want socialism because it always turns into a dictator and insanity. But wild capitalism is worse. Wild capitalism turns people into selfish egomaniacs, and they are independent mavericks. And I'm a prime example where I'm just a maverick because we've been divided so much, and it's hard to trust people. Everywhere I look, everywhere I go, everybody's just doing their own thing. The single moms raising their kids, the single men just going to work, going home. Everybody's divided, everybody's separate, nobody trusts anybody. So it's just a big fat conglomeration of mind control. 1927 metropolis slaves, you know. And if two people could overcome the mind control, they could get a lot done. But there has to be sacrifice, and there has to be communication, and there has to be honesty, and there has to be the ability to see it from the other perspective. The preachers are not really teaching this. I mean, really, let's think about this for a second. The interpersonal relationships and skills should be the number one teaching. And people should be able to be rebuked and say, okay, whether they go to counseling or what. So what you just did, you showed disrespect when you said that. You didn't listen. You overtalked. You didn't. You're going into beast mode. Yeah. Before two people get married, they ought to be required to go through a minimal course and prove that, you know, when you go take a job, you go through training. Every year they put you through training, right? Respect in the workforce. How to talk to others. How to treat others. Be nice. I mean, the corporations are trying to teach people how to love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. They're doing better than churches, because the churches, they're not doing it. But I don't blame the common man. I blame the system. The devil's got everybody deceived. But it is each individual's responsibility to get the feedback from the universe. If you keep seeing the same, if you keep seeing the same junk hit you, it's not other people, it's yourself. You got to look in the mirror. Let's say you keep facing off with the same thing. Well, if you keep, what's that definition of insanity? If you keep doing the same thing, you keep getting the same result, it's insanity. So sometimes we have to be introspective and change something and say, Lord, I can't see it. What is it? What am I missing? And be introspective. But I've watched it my whole life. Most people will never change. They're never introspective. Whether they're narcissists or whether they're selfish or whatever it is, they stay that way their whole life. And people try to call them out on it, and they just run and hide and scream and yell and throw a temper tantrum. When you're trying to help them be a better person, they still throw a fit. Could be somebody working under you. You keep doing this every day the same way. All you have to do is have a little shift and go here first and get this done first and everything, but they just can't. They don't want to do it. They don't want to submit. They don't want to change. And it's like, it would make your life so much easier. But everybody's stuck in their little pattern. Even if it's painful, they stay in it. Why not get out of the painful pattern, you know?